The White House COVID response team on Monday unveiled the new guidelines for social behavior as coronavirus cases begin to level off nationwide. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that under the new federal guidelines, fully vaccinated people can get together without taking precautions and can meet in small groups with unvaccinated people at low risk from severe COVID infections.
Fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or physical distancing. Visit with unvaccinated people from a single household who are at low risk of severe COVID-19 disease indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. And refrain from quarantine and testing following a known COVID-19 exposure if the vaccinated person remains asymptomatic.
According to the CDC, a person is considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after having received the last required dose of a vaccine. Despite the rule change, the CDC said that fully vaccinated people should still continue to wear masks and physically distance themselves from others in public, avoid large gatherings with multiple households, and restrict unnecessary travel. The CDC also recommended vaccinated people get tested if they develop symptoms of COVID-19. Walensky said that despite the progress being made, people still need to be careful, as the pandemic is far from over.
I think it's important to realize as we're working through this that still over 90% of the population is not yet vaccinated, and that it's our responsibility to make sure in the context of 60,000 new cases a day that we protect those who remain unvaccinated and remain vulnerable.
According to the CDC, the United States is administering roughly 2 million vaccine shots a day. 59 million people have received one shot of a vaccine, while around 31 million are fully vaccinated. That accounts for nearly 10% of the nation's population. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.